I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands are displaced after Tropical Storm Favio stormed the shores of Mozambique, already devastated by flooding. World Vision's Liz Sato, speaking from Mozambique, says
120,000 people were displaced from their homes, 50% of whom were children. And the Zambezi Valley is completely waterlogged, and people are stuck on patches of dry land. And given that it's the rainy season, it's likely that they'll be there for at least another month, maybe longer.
World Vision's providing humanitarian aid in Jesus' name. Funding and prayer are needed. Next, the story of Mago Solomon Sumeri has come to an end. 4.5 years after the Eritrean regime jailed him for worshiping in a banned Protestant church, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bertie Daniel confirms his death while still in jail.
He was a young Eritrean Christian, aged 30, and died in a military jail in the southern port of Assab. He was sick with pneumonia, and I can assure you that he was being brutally treated by the military authorities in that southernmost part of Eritrea.
More than 2,000 Eritrean Christians have been jailed. Sumeri is the third Christian to die since October. And Wycliffe Associates reports a team working on an Asian language Bible video had a setback. The computer where they were storing the Old Testament portion of the script just crashed, delaying the project's deadline. The video project they're working on gives an overview of the whole Bible. Pray for protection over both the people and the equipment in this project. Pray too that this Bible video will soon be available to the speakers of this language. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast, or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.